line upon line. Doctrine and Covenants, section 87, verse 8. Wherefore stand ye in holy places, and be not moved until the day of the Lord come. For behold, it cometh quickly, saith the Lord. Amen. This year's mutual theme teaches us where to stand to be safe. Stand ye. The Lord invites us, draw near unto me, and I will draw near unto you. Seek me diligently, and ye shall find me. As we do so, we will feel His Spirit in our lives, providing us the desire and the courage to stand strong and firm in righteousness, to stand in holy places and be not moved. President Thomas S. Monson, Stand in Holy Places, Ensign, November 2011, page 86. It cometh quickly. We should watch for the signs of the second coming. We should live as faithfully as we possibly can, but we must not be paralyzed just because that event and the events surrounding it are ahead of us somewhere. We cannot stop living life. Indeed, we should live life more fully than we have ever lived it. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, This, the Greatest of All Dispensations, Ensign, July 2007, page 53. In holy places. What are holy places? Surely they include the temple and its covenants faithfully kept. Surely they include a home where children are treasured and parents are respected. Surely the holy places include our posts of duty assigned by priesthood authority, including missions and callings, faithfully fulfilled in branches, wards, and stake. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Preparation for the Second Coming, Ensign, May 2004, page 10. Be not moved. Here are some ways to ensure that something will not be moved. An anchor. Hope maketh an anchor to the souls of men. Ether chapter 12, verse 4. A solid foundation. It is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, which is a sure foundation. Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. A firm footing. You can't have one foot in Zion and one foot in the world, for a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James chapter 1, verse 8. Tent stakes. The stakes of the tent of Zion help the church stand tall and firmly planted while offering shelter to us. The gathering together upon the land of Zion and upon her stakes may be for a defense and for a refuge from the storm. Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 6. End of the article, line upon line, Doctrine and Covenants, section 87, verse 8.